And welcome back. All right, season 3, episode 23. Oh, I'm ahead of myself. Episode 22. Halloween. Woo! And I have one of my favorite guests on. You've seen him before and you know him. And we're near and dear to him here at Bard Brothers, Mr. Dan Heister.
Yep.
Heister! Because I used to say Heister all the time, and he just let me go with it. So I've learned to, you know, correct myself. And anyway, I appreciate you for not, you know.
I answered anything.
Auto-correcting me. Every time I sometimes forget, I do a lot of things, so sometimes I'm running around. But it's always a face I enjoy seeing every day sometime, every other day sometimes, because Dan is very unique about what he likes to do. How long you been at Bard, Dan, since it's been a while since we did this thing?
28 years last week.
Woo! 28 years, and I've been in Georgia for about 14 of them. Didn't really know you the first five or six, but then just kind of knew of you, and then I had the privilege of moving to Birmingham to kind of actually meet you, man, and I've enjoyed the journey
Match
with you, man.
Heaven.
Yes, sir. Unique driver. I'm going to talk about a quick little story if I have time. So you remember the tarp off?
Yeah.
Everyone think it's easy. You got all these young athletic guys that's supposed to be athletic, and you get them out here and kind of try to challenge someone like my man Dan, and I'm sure at some point Skylar probably could find that episode or find some pictures from that deal.
Yeah.
But it took us about 30, 35, 45 minutes with four people to tarp a load, and I think Dan won our tarp off at what, like 3.5, 4 minutes?
No, it was 11.
11 minutes. So it was something ridiculous, and I tried to break it down with four, and we had four guys and couldn't get it done, and it was ugly. I was ridiculous. It was terrible. And then you see a guy just kind of pull bunches and all.
Too much practice.
But yeah, man. So it's just, I had to share a quick little unique story before we get to talking about Halloween, and just wanted to kind of come on and talk about, we've never really talked about Halloween.
No.
And, you know, we seen Dan down in the hall and figured, you know, just kind of remember, his twin grandboys.
Yeah.
And, they're always a pleasure to see. Anytime they're at Bard, for whatever reason, they seem to like me.
Yeah,
they don't like others, but they like me.
They took to you just like that.
Yes. So, Dan, talk to us about Halloween. Talk to why Halloween has become probably a special holiday, because you get a chance to probably do it with the twin boy.
I'm usually around for like the pumpkins and stuff, but you know, they usually do it whatever day, and I'm usually at work, so I don't really get to go trick-or-treating much. But we usually have a big thing where we paint the pumpkins, and I'm going to try to get them get their hand in it this year. My son would never do it. He just refused. He would not stick his hand in there. So I'm going to see if one of the three grandsons will get their hands in there this year.
Do we know what they're going to be this year for Halloween?
As far as I know, they're going to be Transformers this year.
So. Transformers. Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was a fun show. Fun series. Yeah. Fun movie to watch. You know.
I think that's the most popular thing this year, because it took my wife days to find outfits on the internet. Everybody wants to be this Optimus Prime. That's the most popular. I think that's the most popular thing of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a professional football player that thinks he's Optimus Prime. I can't think of the name. Yeah. I'm sure someone watching this episode would know who I'm talking about. Quentin Williams, he played for the University of Alabama.
He does the thing at the end of the field, probably.
He played for the Jets. I'm sure he probably got some kind of move, but yeah, he that's his favorite character, and he think he's Optimus Prime, and he play like it as well, too, because he's a great player. But yeah, man, Halloween is one of those unique holidays to where if you're in trucking, something drivers need to know. You're going to experience a lot of traffic on those days. And it's funny that Dan mentioned that most of the time he's working.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your experience on Halloween and the traffic. And
I've never noticed it much, to be honest.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think so many of these towns, they don't – people don't go house to house as much anymore. Most of what I hear about, they go to a church or they go to a parking lot and they do trunk-a-wings and stuff. So
got you. Or and that is that's funny that you say that, because now that I think about last year Halloween, they actually brought a bus to the neighborhood and dropped the kids off. Kind of let them go from house to house, and then they just all met back in the cul-de-sac and got back in the bus and kind of exited the deal. And that's probably for safety, safety reasons, and everything that's kind of going on in the world is kind of.
I did notice one year, just not far from here, they set up on the side of Old 78, which I thought was a terrible idea. It's a four-lane road, and they were off the road. But I thought, man, with all the traffic, that's a terrible place to be having all these kids run around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I live in the country. We've never had a trick or treater since I moved here.
Oh, man.
Just, too much driving, I guess.
Hey, but you're still a young man, and I know you was a kid at some point. And did you like the holiday as a kid?
Oh, I loved it. When I was a kid, they give you a grocery bag, and we ran all over the town. No supervision, you just went.
Hey, same experience I had, and it was, that's crazy. Do you have a unique time that you want to talk about, or a experience as a kid on Halloween that you maybe want to discuss with the audience?
I don't know. I just had a good time. I remember we went once, and like I said, we took a paper sack.
Yes.
And we got out and had so much candy at the bottom, tore out of it.
Yeah. That's back when candy was cheap.
Yeah. We just went out, and it was, I guess it was amazing, because I was probably, I don't know, third grade, and just, get back sometime tonight. There was no set time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can actually remember times to where we used to go to wasn't actually called a Dollar General store, but most people in the neighborhood called it a Dollar General store. But I remember when you can get 98 pieces of candy for a dollar. So it's just, I had it to a science, because every time I collected that dollar, I went to get that candy.
Well, it used to be dime stores.
There you go. So do you have a movie or anything that you like to watch? Do you have a favorite Halloween movie? Do you guys have some kind of tradition that you maybe used to do or do on Halloween?
Just the candy, and of course we get the pumpkins, and my wife actually gets one just for cooking. She still makes the pumpkin pies from scratch.
So. Oh my God, that's delicious! It's been a long time since I've had a pumpkin pie. Some people do pumpkin pie. Some people call it sweet potato pie, and it's so crazy because. It's like, what's pumpkin pie? And it tastes like sweet potato. I'm not sure if that's a pumpkin. So it's just, and then what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Ice cream.
Ooh! I don't think anyone's passing out ice cream.
I'd have to say, really, the Smarties, the little Smarties.
Oh, yeah, Smarties is a good candy. I've enjoyed, for whatever reason, every year when I was a kid, I used to get a candy apple. At some point, I used to get a candy apple, and I used to love when they were green, because like my favorite apple is a green apple.
Oh my god,
and that's the exact one too. It wasn't the hard red stuff. It was the caramel, and man. So
Smarties do not make you smarter. I've been eating for years. Doesn't help me a bit.
So do you want to, before we get off this episode, do you want to tell the guys anything? Do you want to say anything to anyone watching this episode? I know they've seen you a couple of times, and we like to highlight you because we appreciate everything that you've done for Boyd over the last 28 years.
They've done far more for me.
And the crazy thing about it, it's crazy that I didn't know that it's been 28 years. Thank you guys for watching this episode. To anyone that want to see this episode, make sure you check us out on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, every other social media site out there. And to any driver that's looking to be looking for a flatbed career versus a flatbed job, go Boyd.